USA Radio News.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. For your free health insurance quote, call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
The show that's focused on investing strategies for today's needs and tomorrow's goals. This is Bucket Strategy Investing, presented by the Wealth Advisors at Lucia Capital Group. Now, here are Johnny Dean and Rick the Professor Plum.
And we welcome back to the program. It is time for more Bucket Strategy Investing. Second hour of the show gets underway, and we got a whole lot of stuff to talk about, of course, this hour. I'm Johnny Dean. Professor Rick Plum from Lucia Capital Group returns with me to take more of your money questions. And we would suggest that you should take part in this whole extravaganza. And it is very easy to do that. All you got to do is give us a call. We've opened up all the phone lines. They're all open right now. Our number, 877-PLANNER. P-L-A-N-N-E-R, that's 877-752-6637. You can ask us any money question. We will talk to you about it. I would suggest you should take advantage of the knowledge and the experience that the Brain Trust has to offer. Now, you can also send your emails to us at wealthed.com. You click on the Find Your Answer link near the top of the page. And I would tell you this, too. Your chance to call in is right now. We are here with the best in money information every single day. We do it live on the air. But, of course, you can also get in touch with the Brain Trust off the air if that's the way you prefer to do it. If you want to set up a face-to-face meeting with an advisor, you want to schedule an appointment, or just have your questions answered, call Professor Plum or any of the Brain Trust advisors at Lucia Capital Group at 800-644-1150. Your individual goals, your needs require a uniquely tailored financial plan. That's why the folks at Lucia Capital Group have made themselves available to you. Have them go over your plans, have them go over your goals and your individual situation, and devise a bucket strategy that works for you. Again, off the air, the number 800-644-1150, the number at Lucia Capital Group. On the air, 877-PLANNER. We've had a lot of great questions so far today. We appreciate that. Nice to get different types of questions and different answers that we can give. We've given some great tax advice, Professor Plum. We had some folks calling, also asking about this whole Medicare Part B and D thing. And maybe we can clarify some of this once again a little bit later on this hour, because we had talked about it, I think, in this hour of the program yesterday when it came up with either an emailer or somebody. And when it creates questions that come up the following day, I know that that's stuff that intrigues people and is on their mind. So we'll try to cover that later. But now, last hour, we were talking about some of the different benefits with regard to Social Security. We talked about the retirement benefits, when you can take them, etc. We also talked about spousal benefits. Current spouse. That's right. A current spouse could be eligible, even if they never worked at all. Mm-hmm. Never contributed to the system.
Or worked at a lower wage where their benefit is not all that large.
Exactly. They could be eligible to take up to half of their spouse's, we'll call them the worker, full retirement age benefit.
Their PIA, their primary insurance amount, mm-hmm. their full retirement age benefit.
Right. And of course, we know that as a current spouse, let's say that I'm, you know, my full retirement benefit is $2,000 a month.
Okay.
And if my spouse wishes to take a benefit, she could, at her full retirement age, apply, and she would get half of mine, which would be $1,000. Now, if she decides that she wants to take it early,
right.
she can do so, but she must first apply for her own if she indeed has one. And if she doesn't, then she'll get
the difference.
The spousal yeah. benefit will be reduced based on how old she is.
Right. And the reduction, as I mentioned before, is larger for the spouse benefit than it is for the own benefit. John's got that $2,000 a month benefit at full retirement age. We'll assume that both he and his wife are the same age, both 62 at the moment. He's not working, she's not working, and he wants to start taking his Social Security. So he applies for his benefit at 62. his benefit is reduced by 25%. So instead of $2,000 a month, he gets $1,500. And his wife, who is also not working, who does not have very much or any benefit of her own, wants to get a benefit too. So she applies for a spousal benefit. She can do so because John has applied.
And she's age 62.
So she applies for a benefit, and she doesn't get half of what John's currently receiving right now. She doesn't get $750. He's getting $1,500, a reduced benefit from age 66. She would get a reduced benefit from the full retirement age because she's taking it early. But she would only get 70% of that number. So she would actually be getting $700 a month. He'd be getting $1,500 a month. Now, if John was younger than his spouse, John is 62, but his wife is 66. John turns 62 and applies for his benefit. He gets his $1,500 a month because he took a 25% haircut because he took it early, 4 years early at 62. But his wife is 66 or older. When he applies, she can then apply for a benefit because now he has applied, and she will get $1,000. She will get half of his full retirement age benefit because A, he has applied, and B, she is at least 66 when she applied for the benefit. So it's not always 50% of what John is going to receive. It's 50% of what John would have received at full retirement age, reduced if the spouse is younger than full retirement age when they apply.
Yeah, and that's how the current spouse, the benefits for a current spouse happen to work. The spousal benefits for a current spouse are always based on the workers, the one they're trying to take the benefit off of, always based on that person's full retirement age.
Now, if John had waited until age 70, his benefit would have been almost $2,700 a month.
But
that's not going to help the spouse in this case, at least not while they're both alive. That's not going to affect the spousal benefit in any way, shape, or form. It does affect the survivor benefit.
That it does. Now, we'll talk in a little bit about ex-spouses. I know people have been hanging on, waiting for that. We're going to take a couple of phone calls. 877-PLANNER, our number, PLANNER, 877-752-6637. Let's move next up to Ray in Phoenix, Arizona. Hello, Ray.
Hey, guys. Hey, I've got a question. You know, our tax tables or tax rates that we've been paying every year, they really haven't changed much in the last 5 years or so.
Uh-huh.
But when our political leaders decide to start paying down our national debt,
that's a good one.
Is that table going to be changing significantly?
No.
Well, let's talk about the first part of this question. When our political leaders start paying down, what political leader in our lifetime has ever really paid down the debt? I mean, shortened up the deficit from time to time, which is just accounting. But the debt just keeps climbing, and there are no political leaders on either side that are willing to actually pay it down in reality.
Well, and let me say this, because I have studied this a lot, really. The national debt, Ray, is not a problem. It's not like your debt, my debt, a state's
debt. Where we actually are reliant.
Where we actually
have to pay it.
Where we borrow money and we spend it. We have to pay it back. We need an income. The national debt is nothing more than the sum total of all of the world's combined savings sitting in a bank account.
In theory, from a political standpoint, in the idea that they're trying to make you believe that there is a balanced budget, where they're trying to make you believe that all of this matters, then theoretically, if they were to ever, which they won't, pay down the debt, they could potentially reduce the amount of income they're deriving from taxes. But that's not the way it really works anyway.
No, so. It doesn't work that way. The deal is this, Ray. If you put $10,000 in a treasury account and you just said, I want to buy a treasury, you've increased the, quote, national debt by $10,000, okay? The money isn't taken. The government doesn't use it for anything. And then if you want it paid off, you simply move it from your savings account to your checking account and it's paid off. No new money ever has to be created when they're paying down the national debt. It does not require taxes. Does not require new money. It is not a problem. So no, Ray, I will tell you this, we've been running debts since, you know, for the last 200 years. It matters not. Do not be concerned about raising tax rates, okay?
And if somehow, some way, all of a sudden, enough money was raised from something that erased what are we at, $19 trillion?
But you don't need to raise money.
I'm just saying, if it erased the national debt, they're not going to get rid of the tax code. I mean, it's still going to be there. Because they'll just figure out a way to make you believe they're spending it on something else.
Ray, the national debt is just our national savings. So don't, no, it does, taxes do not.
Our worldwide savings.
Our worldwide savings, yes. Taxes do not pay down the national debt. It has nothing to do with it, okay?
So if interest rates go up, percentage of GDP outlay for the national debt?
That has economic conditions, you know, the cost of doing business and things of that nature, because it's more expensive for businesses that do have to have a balance sheet, that do have to have
yes.
money coming in from both sides. It's more expensive for business to do things, so they may not be as efficient, they may not be able to produce as much, and so the GDP would go down in that respect, potentially. So that, I mean, there's lots of things going on here.
Yeah, there's no that's true. I mean, if you have personal debt, you have business debt, states have debt, local municipalities, that's all bad. And they do need to find some way to raise money to pay it down, but not in the case of the national debt. There is nothing to pay down.
As long as we believe a dollar is worth a dollar, we could owe $5, you know, as a national, or we could owe five gazillion trillion. It's all a matter of, as long as we believe in the dollar, it's okay.
Yeah, Ray, let me just assure you, everything is just fine, okay?
Great, thanks.
You're welcome. Thank you for the call. See, the problem when we talk about this is that you need to understand national debt is a misnomer. It's not like your debt or my debt. If I put,
because there is nothing backing it up.
No, well, it doesn't.
Other
no,
than
that's
the full
really
faith.
That's really not it either. I mean, if I put $1,000 in my checking account in the bank, I just increased the bank's debt by $1,000. Is that a problem for the bank? No.
They like it.
What if they have to pay me off? Well, I go and I take my $1,000 out and the debt's paid off. It's not a problem.
Now, the bank does have to have at least some type of reserves, where the federal government doesn't.
Well, of course. Federal government has infinite.
They can
dollars.
Make it.
Doesn't
they
matter.
They can make it up.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. I would love to have I would love to someday explain how the national debt works, but first of all, I don't know if enough people are interested, and second of all, it would require
it's
a change of belief.
Deep.
All right, 877-PLANNER. Now we're going to get back to more. 877-PLANNER, ex-spouse, Social Security, and anything else that's on your mind. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum. Coming right back on Bucket Strategy Investing.
If you're investing in the stock market, you know there may be reward, but you know there will be risk. So consider this. Would you sacrifice some of the gain you may get with your investments if you could potentially reduce some of the risk and potentially cut some of your losses? If you answered yes, you need to learn about a risk buffer strategy. With a risk buffer strategy, an insurance company insures your investment for a certain percentage of loss over a given period of time, and you determine the level of protection you get. Watch a short video at riskbuffer.com. That's riskbuffer.com. That explains how you can potentially reduce risk when the market may be down, but still capitalize on stock gains. Can you find a way to manage risk in unpredictable markets? Watch the video at riskbuffer.com. Riskbuffer.com. A risk buffer strategy involves purchase of a variable annuity, which is a long-term investment product. Guarantees are based on the claims-paying ability of the issuer, subject to their terms and conditions. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC. This is a special invitation for business owners or human resources managers representing companies of 50 or more employees. The retirement planning strategists at Lucia Capital Group will travel to your city and present a customized private retirement planning seminar for your employees. Rick Plum and Terry Keyes have spoken to thousands of individuals about planning for retirement and address their concerns about outliving their money, stock market volatility, managing taxes, company-sponsored retirement benefit plans, and more. Now they're available to speak to your organization. This is a convenient way for your employees to get their retirement questions answered and learn how a plan can be designed to integrate all of their retirement resources. Call Lucia Capital Group to schedule a private retirement planning meeting. Call 800-644-1150. That's 800-644-1150. Rick Plum and Terry Keyes are registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities, LLC, a registered broker-dealer, member SIPC. Lucia Securities is a wholly owned subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
That's negative, Control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly and seamlessly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage process on your own and completely online.
Copy that, QL1, but if I wanted to speak to someone, do you think they're out there?
They're out there, all right. I've made contact before. In fact, according to J.D. Power, they've provided award-winning client service for 6 years in a row.
Roger that, QL1. It's nice to know they're out there, wherever they are.
Detroit, Control. They're in Detroit. Over.
3, 2, 1...
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, you know what business people hate?
Stale coffee?
Ink.
Right.
We have to have it, and it's so darn expensive.
Well, Staples just cut ink and toner prices.
Really?
Add in our 110% price match guarantee, and our prices are unbeatable.
Great. Know what else every business owner hates?
What?
Paper cuts.
So true.
For unbeatable prices on ink and toner, Staples. Make more happen.
Staples will match price plus refund 10% of the difference at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores. Limited time. See store or staples.com for details.
U2 America TV, featuring original live programs created with you in mind. Engage with shows through social media and the U2 America app. America Trends with Dr. Gina covers the trending topics of the day and allows viewers to interact with the show. Sully's Biz Brew is business with a barroom slant, delivered with a twist. Visit U2America.com to find a channel near you. U2 America, red, white, and you.
Market Strategy Investing, taking your phone calls, 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R. We'll talk about any money issue that you might have. Doesn't matter. We've been talking a lot about Social Security. We had some questions early on in the show about this, not just about Social Security, about the, some of these the Medicare premiums that came up yesterday, and we're going to talk more about those in a little bit. But if you have questions on anything, you give us a call, 877-PLANNER. Emails, our website, wealth, W-E-A-L-T-H, wealthed.com. Now, I've been putting it off too long. We were talking about spousal benefits before the phone call, and we talked about how spouses can, under certain, I mean, under many circumstances, receive a benefit from their current spouse. You've also got a situation of an ex-spouse, Professor Plum.
And most of the rules regarding the ex-spousal benefits are the same. Now, to be eligible for an ex-spousal benefit, first you had to have a qualifying marriage. A qualifying marriage is a marriage that lasts at least 10 years. So if you did not last 10 years with the marriage, there are no ex-spousal benefits from those spouses. Now, the next issue is, when you apply for it at 62 or later, you must be single. The ex-spousal benefit is only available to single people. Now, we're talking about the spouse, ex-spouse being single, not the worker in this case. And we are differentiating with the worker is the person who has the work record we want to pull a benefit from, and the spouse is the person who they're not using their own, or their own is very small. They want to pull a benefit from somebody else's work record. So you have to have a qualifying marriage, and the spouse in this case has to be single. Now, the worker, they could be married. It doesn't matter. Now, the only real big-time difference between a current spouse's eligibility for benefits and an ex-spouse's benefits, assuming they are married for 10 years and divorced for at least two, and then also are currently single, is one of the first rules we talked about for a current spouse was that the worker had to have applied for their benefit. That is not true with an ex-spouse. The worker only needs to be eligible, old enough to apply. They don't have to have already applied. So once that worker hits age 62, everything else is now the same. That person doesn't have to apply, but their spouse has to be 62 years of age. They have to apply for their own benefit first. It's reduced if they take it under full retirement age. All those rules are all the same. The only real difference is, instead of having to wait for the worker to apply, the ex-spouse just has to wait till the worker is eligible to apply. Whether they do or not is not an issue. And whether or not the spouse, in this case, takes a benefit from that worker, they don't even have to tell the worker. The worker will never know. That doesn't affect the worker's benefit in any way, shape, or form. It doesn't affect the worker's benefits for the worker's current spouse's benefits. In fact, that worker could have had three or four ex-spouses, all with qualifying marriages, and a new spouse, and all of them, assuming they're all single except for the current one, all of them get the same potential benefit.
Can you imagine four? So that's 40 years of marriage. They must have just gotten so sick of this person after 10 years, they called it quits.
Well, they probably already moved on to the next one and then divorced right after the 10-year mark, right after that, and yeah. You got married again very quickly. But they probably were, there was some overlap in there that
so they just
shouldn't
stayed,
have happened.
Stayed married until the 10th, and then 10 years and a day.
Now
the question we get a lot from both sides is, first of all, let's say I have an ex-wife. I don't. But let's say I had an ex-wife, and she wanted to. We had a qualifying marriage. We were married at least 10 years. All right. We've been divorced for at least a couple of years, and she decides, and I'm, you know, old enough, I'm 62, she wants to take a spousal benefit from me. A lot of times I get questioned, people like me would say, well, gee, if my ex-wife is taking a benefit off of mine, this surely must hurt either mine or my current wife's. I mean, maybe, what, do they have to split it? Does something happen?
Nope.
And the answer is absolutely not.
Doesn't affect the worker. In fact, no matter who is receiving a benefit from my work record, whether it's my spouse that's receiving a benefit, my a child that I have, mm-hmm. It never affects my benefit. The family maximum, if I got a bunch of people drawing down off of my work record and we're hitting the family maximum, it doesn't affect my benefit. I will always, as the worker, get 100% of whatever I'm entitled to, whether and yes. then, or discounted if I took it early, increased if I take it late, whatever those say. But my benefit is my benefit. Somebody else taking a benefit mm-hmm. from my work record cannot affect
no.
that. But there are family maximums, so right. other people could be dealing. Now, ex-spouses that are pulling a benefit do not affect the current family maximum. So I may have started, I'm 62 and I've got a, you know, 38-year-old spouse and I've got new kids with this new spouse. I've got young kids that are 2, 3, 4, 5 years old. And I'm retired, and now all of them are receiving benefits subject to the family maximum. But I also have an ex-spouse. That one is not subject to the family maximum. They don't have to give back any. They get their own little world of benefits on their own as if they were an isolated little island taking it from my benefits. It doesn't affect what mm-hmm. I'm receiving. It doesn't affect what my family's receiving. My family's, what they're receiving doesn't affect what my ex is receiving. And there's nothing I can do to stop my ex from getting a benefit.
See, now here's the other part of that question. When I said it, let's say I've got the ex-wife, and I say, you know what, though? I don't want my ex-spouse to take a benefit off of my work record because, you know, she didn't work or blah, blah, blah. It doesn't matter. So what can I do to stop her from doing it? In fact, you know what? I'm eligible at 62, but I'm not even going to apply till age 70. How do you like that? Because I know that for my current spouse,
I have to apply,
so my current spouse can't do anything. But that's okay. I'm not going to apply, and I'm going to get my ex-spouse. Guess what? That doesn't matter.
Nothing. Nothing you do can stop a qualified ex-spouse from getting a benefit from your work record. And you know what? They don't even have to tell you. You know, they can go in, show them a divorce decree, show them a marriage certificate,
yep.
and your Social Security number, and nothing. And you will never even know. You can't do anything about it. Now, it's just one of those things. And this way, Social Security benefits are not part of a divorce decree. Unlike a pension where you would end up sharing the pension that was earned.
Yes.
And unlike a pension where you've got somebody that was married in the early years, they were married for 10 or 11 years, but the person worked for the county, the city, the company for 40 years, that person may be entitled to a small portion of the benefit because they were only married during a small portion of that particular employment. Spousal benefit doesn't matter. In fact, I've seen it where the spouse in this case was the main breadwinner from age 22 to 32 while the current, what we're calling the current worker, went to school, went to grad school, went to wherever, and then after they got through all the 10 years worth of school, they were married for 10 years, they go get their job, they go get a high-paying career, and they get divorced, where the person, the worker in this case, earned all of their income after they were married to this individual. Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter when the money mm-hmm. was earned. It doesn't matter whether you only earned a little bit while you were married or you earned a lot. The benefit is the benefit is the benefit.
Yes, and as I said, you mentioned the pension because that's, I think, where a lot of the confusion comes in.
Those get split.
We do know that pensions can be split in a divorce, and certain people can take half or whatever. We also know that if there's a spouse involved in a pension, that the spouse, if the spouse is either going to continue to take a benefit after the main person is gone or whatever, that will actually reduce the amount because there's a finite amount that the pension has.
Right. The pension is based on dollars in, dollars out.
Exactly.
It's an actuarially equivalent issue.
Right.
Social Security is not.
Social Security is not. So it doesn't matter if you're an ex-spouse or you have an ex-spouse who's trying to take a benefit. You can't stop them. If you are an ex-spouse, you can't. You don't have to let the other person know.
Key thing we did talk about with the ex, though, is they have to be single. If I'm single at 62, apply for an ex-spousal benefit, start receiving an ex-spousal benefit, then get married, lose the benefit.
Anytime you're married, you are now tied to that new spouse. That's just the way it is. So, yeah, you got to be
single.
Everybody's
still alive.
Okay, well, that's another issue. You got survivor benefits. We haven't even covered those yet. All right, now we also had a question about where the cost of living comes from. We're going to get to that when we come back. 877-PLANNER, answering your questions. It is Bucket Strategy Investing.
It's one of the most common concerns for stock market investors.
Nobody knows when the next market collapse is going to happen.
Ray Lucia Jr. on the Risk Buffer Investment Strategy.
Really, the question is, how do we prepare for the next market downturn?
Many investors fear another severe market drop.
They remember 2008 like it's yesterday, and they're looking for ideas and concepts where they may be able to protect some of their portfolio. And that's where a risk buffer potentially comes in.
Spend 10 minutes watching a video that explains the risk buffer concept and where it may fit in your investment strategy. Now online at riskbuffer.com. That's riskbuffer.com.
Within the strategy itself, there's lots of ways to customize it.
Ray Lucia Jr. explains the risk buffer strategy in a free video. Go to riskbuffer.com. That's riskbuffer.com. A risk buffer strategy involves purchase of a variable annuity, which is a long-term investment product. Guarantees are based on the claims-paying ability of the issuer subject to their terms and conditions. Ray Lucia Jr. is the CEO of Lucia Securities LLC, member FINRA SIPC, and affiliate of Lucia Capital Group.
Social Security rules that may affect your benefits are changing in 2016. Do you know how you'll be impacted?
My question has to do with Social Security and...
The Bipartisan Budget Act of 2015 changed the way some couples will file for Social Security benefits.
Are we each allowed to take a spousal benefit on the other?
The rules that previously allowed a spouse to claim a partner's benefit while allowing their own benefit to grow have changed. If you were born after January 2, 1954, you may have questions about the laws affecting restricted claims on spousal benefits. Call the Social Security Hotline, 800-838-0483. Find out if you'll be affected and if there's action you need to take. Call the free Social Security Hotline, a resource for updates on changing rules and regulations. Call 800-838-0483, 800-838-0483. The Social Security Hotline is not endorsed by or a service of the Social Security Administration or any government agency. Lucia Capital Group is not affiliated with the Social Security Administration.
You don't need an air-conditioned steering wheel or high-performance supercharger to use Mobile One full synthetic motor oil. Now just $5.99 a quart at NAPA. Mobile One offers premium protection for all cars, premium or not so premium. So give your ride Mobile One synthetic just $5.99 a quart, even if it doesn't have the latest technological stuff. That's NAPA know-how.
General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer expires 6/30/16.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast, and it's easy to use. Designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370, call 800-605-5370.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
She said, give us a call. That's what she said. That's what we said. 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum. We're going to take more of your calls right now. Once again, get on board. And we saw some emails to get to. A lot of stuff to cover before the top of the hour. We will get to this question in just a moment or two about the cost of living adjustment on Social Security. We had somebody call and ask about that, so we will get to that in a moment. But I do want to get to the next couple of phone calls again. 877-PLANNER. Let's move to Jim in San Leandro, California up next. Hi, Jim.
Hello. How are we doing today?
Good. How are you?
Very good. Thank you.
How can we help you today?
What it is, friends and I were talking about investing. And with the 401 and everything else, you pay fees whenever they trade stocks. And we were talking about just investing our money, take our chance and pay the taxes. And we heard about this brokerage account. We have no idea what a brokerage account is. And if you could help me out on that, please.
Sure.
And the advantages.
Well, in most 401ks, you're not trading stocks. You're moving from one mutual fund to another mutual fund. They usually don't offer individual stock selection. Some 401ks do, but not very many of them offer that. Mostly it's mutual fund based, and they have a series of options ranging from very safe or stable value type funds, bond funds, target date funds, which are balanced funds that change over time. Balanced funds and then stock funds. And so you can buy, you can move and shake and groove within the fund choices, but it usually is not a buying a stock or a bond or something of that nature. Does your 401k allow you to buy individual securities?
I don't believe so. I think it's what you say. It just it'll buy, and shall we say, a bunch of stuff at one time.
A bunch of mutual funds and everything. And most 401ks do not charge you an overt fee where it's $10 to buy this mutual fund, $25 a trade or things like that. They usually allow for you to move within the choices without a fee that you see. Now, a brokerage account is like you go to Charles Schwab and have a brokerage account. You go to Ameritrade, E-Trade, one of these places where you have an account that you own individual securities and you buy and sell individual securities, individual mutual funds, and actually brokerage accounts typically have a charge for buying and selling. $5 a trade, $7 a trade, $25 a trade. They charge you per transaction. I want to buy 100 shares of this. I want to sell 100 shares of that. I have to pay to sell. A brokerage account is where you buy and sell individual securities.
Individual securities, would that be individual stocks?
Yes.
Okay, and on the brokerage account, myself, I would say what stock I would want to purchase.
Yes. You go online and do it, or you call a broker and they do it for you. Obviously, if you do it online, do it yourself, the fees are going to be less. The cost is going to be less than if you involve a human being to help you, buy and sell. Now, if you're asking for advice, they'll charge even more. Now, a brokerage account, that's just the type of what you're buying. You could have a retirement account, an IRA, an individual retirement account, and you can have that a brokerage account inside the IRA. So brokerage doesn't mean retirement account, non-retirement account. It just means the type of securities, the type of transactions that are happening within it. A brokerage account can be held personally in my name alone. A brokerage account can be held in my IRA. And I do the same things within each one. The difference is, how am I going to be taxed? On a personal account, I get taxed on the gain or loss or the income that is created at the investment level. In a retirement account, I'm only taxed when money comes out, or when I put money in, I may get a tax deduction if it's an IRA and I do it the right way. So you're talking about a brokerage account and a retirement account when you can have a brokerage inside a retirement. Now, are you still working for the company where your 401k is at?
Oh, I'm retired. My wife is not. And
okay.
There's nothing offered as far as retirement accounts with her. That's why I'm...
Okay, but you are retired. So if you want to, you talked about taking the money out, paying the taxes. Don't do that. Only if it's efficient. You can take that 401k if you really want brokerage. And I'll tell you that most people that do a lot of buying and selling and trading don't make money. In fact, the more active of a trader you are, the less likely you'll make money. But we'll get into that later. You could take that 401k and transfer it directly to an IRA that's invested in a brokerage account. And you could do all the things that you talked about doing without ever paying any taxes.
That sounds good. That does.
Now, day traders lose money. 70% of people that actively trade on their accounts, day trading type things, lose money, and 70% of them lose all of their money. So if you have a reason to be buying a broker, you know, using brokerage, you have a stock that you really like. And so you spend a little bit of money, take a couple percent of your account, and you buy, you know, XYZ stock because you really like it, and you just buy and hold it for a while. I have no problem with that. But I think that now that you're retired, you have to look at what is it that you want this money to do for you. Do you need it to create an income for you? If you need it to create an income for you so you can distribute it each year and supplement your pensions, your Social Security, and other things to go spend money and enjoy retirement, let's put a strategy together that allows you to take the distribution, whether or not you pick the right stock or not.
Okay.
And then if you've got some money left over that you don't need to touch for 15, 20, 30 years, hey, if you want to go buy different funds and, you know, maybe move around a little bit here and there, sure, go have fun with it. But if you screw it up, it's probably not going to affect you very much. Let's make sure that you're covered, and then you have your play money set aside.
Okay. I like that.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, Jim, if you want to hang on, do you have any other questions?
I think you've answered very well. If I could talk to someone, help me out.
Yeah, hang on a second. We can.
Thank you.
Sure. Don't go away. Professor Plum is good at this stuff. You do it quite a bit, actually.
Now, from a tax standpoint, we could always then look at, okay, we've moved it to an IRA, and we have room in our tax bracket that we want to utilize. We can do Roth conversions and go from a traditional IRA in a brokerage account, if that's what you want, to a Roth IRA in a brokerage account, if that's what you want. And that movement from point A to point B is a taxable event, but then once you have it over in the Roth IRA, we're pretty much good to go from taxes from there forward forevermore.
That's right. And once again, I mean, it all depends on your individual situation. Now, he's retired.
He is.
His wife is still working, I gather, because he's asking about the
but they don't have any options at her employment.
Right, exactly. So occasionally you find a circumstance where the Roth conversion can work really, really well.
But he's also under the misconception that the 401ks has a bunch of fees for trading. Typically, they don't. Now, we see a lot of information information on the financial press about the expense and how expensive 401ks are, and you should avoid your 401k because they're so expensive. That's a bunch of hooey. You know, everything you're doing in the investment world has expenses. Whether you're buying no-load mutual funds, even index funds have a small internal charge. There is an expense to doing it. The expense is not the end-all, be-all decision-making process of what you should or should not buy.
It shouldn't be, anyway.
It shouldn't be. It is one of the considerations, but not the foremost, primary, first one to think about. But if I have two equal options and one has lower fees, well, I'll take the one with a little bit lower fees, unless I'm getting something else for that fee that I'm paying, help, some advice, some tax advice, or something else. But fees but they keep complaining about 401ks and the fees. And then on the other side, they complain about IRAs and the fees. And then they complain.
Who's complaining? Who's doing all
this complaining? The financial press.
Oh, that's because you keep reading about it.
Yeah.
That's where I see it, too. And I try to ignore the financial press because half the time they don't know what they're talking about. 70% of them don't know what they're talking about to some degree, and 70% of those know nothing about it.
It sounds familiar.
How's that? Can I put it in terms of that? That stat you gave was very important, too, about day trading. All right, now I want to ask you this question here. 877-PLANNER. We had somebody call just a little while ago, asking. He didn't want to go on the air, but he wanted you to explain, Professor Plum, how Social Security calculates the cost of living adjustment, the COLA, for inflation.
Well, they look at the CPIW, which is the... The Urban Workers... Urban Earners and Clerical Workers
of America, Local 32?
One of those, yeah.
Okay.
But it's a CPIW, and they just look at it, has it changed? There's a formula that they use to determine if it's changed enough to create a cost of living adjustment. Now, they will potentially adjust the benefit. So let's say my benefit was $1,000 a month. for easy math here, and we had a 2% COLA. That means my, you know, $1,000 a month would go up to $1,020. But there's the other side of the equation too, which is the Medicare premium. And the Medicare premium, let's say it was $100 a month, and Medicare increased by 20%. So my premium went from 100 to 120. Well, that pretty much took away my $20 increase on my benefit, so I'm still going to get my $1,000 or $900 after the money is reduced from the Social Security from the Medicare premium.
So they look at what something called the CPIW,
whatever it is. And but that's for workers, not for retirees.
No, and it doesn't make a whole lot of sense, quite frankly.
But CPI as a whole is based on this basket that they will manipulate to get a result that they kind of want.
Well, of course.
And so it doesn't necessarily reflect what your spending habits have gone up or not gone up from due to inflationary pressures.
And lest you think this is black helicopter thinking.
Oh, they do it.
They do it. We saw this with, not tips.
Savings bonds.
With
Series I savings bonds.
Series I,
inflation.
Thank you. Yeah. Right, exactly. Maybe we can explain this when we come back. All right, 877 Planner. You had said this like 15 years ago,
and I got and labeled a conspiracy.
But you were vindicated, right? Sometimes the paranoid are being followed. 877 Planner. We're coming right back. Don't go away.
Lucia Capital Group Advisors travel the country talking to individuals about retirement at open seminars, but they can also schedule a private seminar at your company and customize a retirement planning presentation for your employees.
I'm Rick Plum, Certified Financial Planner.
And I'm Terry Keyes, Chartered Financial Consultant.
We'll teach you a strategy to integrate Social Security benefits with your other investments.
We'll talk about lifetime income strategies and what alternatives to stocks and bonds may fit into your retirement plan.
We'll tell you what you should know about managed portfolios, and we'll discuss your concerns about outliving your money, stock market volatility, and managing your taxes.
Business owners and HR managers can now schedule private retirement planning meetings for organizations of 50 or more. Call Lucia Capital Group at 800-644-1150 to schedule. That's 800-644-1150. Rick Plum and Terry Keyes are registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities LLC, a registered broker-dealer member SIPC. Lucia Securities is a wholly owned subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
Every investor has their own unique financial fingerprint, each with their own unique concerns.
Concern that I have is that I'm not going to have enough money for retirement.
At Lucia Capital Group, we hear your biggest concerns.
Taxes and retirement. Taxes are already biting us pretty good.
Retirement in today's economy can be overwhelming.
Most of my 401k is in a high-risk investment. I'm concerned about that.
If you're worried about outliving your money, the unpredictability of the stock market, or risks associated with inflation, call Lucia Capital Group for a complimentary plan review. Learn how the bucket strategy is designed to provide opportunities for diversification and investment options in a low interest rate environment. Schedule a consultation at no cost by calling 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or visit luciacap.com, luciacap.com.
Securities offered through Lucia Securities LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, an affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk.
Focus. You need it to run a business, so don't let legal questions distract you. Use LegalZoom instead. Things like lease agreements and employment laws get complicated, but they're part of running a business. That's why LegalZoom built a network of independent attorneys in 48 states. You can rely on them for the legal details without paying by the hour, since LegalZoom isn't a law firm. So focus on growing your business and use LegalZoom for the legal stuff. LegalZoom. Legal help is here.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570.
800-430-7570, 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. We're moving offices and it's a giant pain in the...
Bubble roll?
What?
Well, Staples has bubble roll, packing tape, all kinds of boxes, everything you need to move and all at low prices.
Great. That's a giant load off my...
Packing peanuts?
No.
Shrink wrap?
No, but now moving will be a walk in the...
Packing tape?
Sure.
Get low prices on everything you need to move at Staples. And right now, a six-pack of Scotch Move-In store tape is $19. Staples. Make more happen. Offer ends 6/25/16.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Here we go. Taking you right into our weekend, 877-PLANNER, our number, PLANNER, 877-752-6637. Talking to you about all kinds of finance, strategy, planning, and all this kind of stuff. We do this every day on both television and radio across the country. We had some wonderful questions today. Really, really good questions. Different, a nice mixture of questions as we like to have, and it allows us to kind of gauge what the topics are that are most interesting to you. We've had Medicare questions so far today, a couple of Medicare questions. We had a question on retirement accounts, brokerage, Roth IRAs. We've talked a lot about Social Security because we had some questions on that as well. If you want to get on board, you can. We have a little bit of time, 877-PLANNER. Now, coming up on Monday, another topic that's very important to people and often misunderstood. We seem to talk about these misunderstood topics, but that's all part of this whole wealth education thing that we're on. Fixed annuities, and maybe just kind of annuities in general. I kind of like to just stick with the fixed annuities, the fixed index annuities, and the different riders that are attached to them and how they work. And the reason we're talking about it is because, first of all, the questions we get indicate that people are finding some confusing aspects to it. And the other part of it, which has to do with reinforcing the confusion, and that's all comes from marketing, some of these companies, insurance companies in particular, that will tell you certain things and make you believe certain things about these annuities that may or may not be true, or at least exaggerating certain claims, when in fact they really don't have to do that. They really don't have to do that. These are wonderful tools that work great in certain situations, and in other situations they have no business working. So we're going to talk about this coming up on Monday on this program. Hope you can join us. That'll be in the first hour. Again, 877-PLANNER, PLANNER. Trivia? Yeah, we have time. Let's see. This coming from Gallup, one of the few polling organizations that I really trust because they do a thorough job. They said this in 2007. That's the year before the global financial crisis began. Remember that?
The Great Recession.
That's right. 2007, 65% of Americans had money invested in the U.S. stock market, either through their pre-tax accounts or post-tax accounts, so IRAs, etc., or, say, Roth IRAs or individuals' accounts. Today, this year, just 52% of Americans have money invested in the U.S. stock market. So
that tells me that people bailed out of the market when it crashed and never got back in.
That's what that says to me. Now, I don't know how many people they actually polled, but that's a big drop. That's 13% fewer people have money invested in the stock market today than they had in 2007.
And that is a problem, because if you bailed out of the stock market in the Great Recession, 2008, when it was heading down, 2009, or even in 2010 as it was starting to recover, but a lot of people got afraid that they were going to lose everything, and they bailed out and they put the money into cash and other investments, and they missed out on a really good run-up that we've had since 2009, I should say. So you have to have a strategy for for maintaining an investment in a portfolio. You have to have a strategy for understanding what's going on and to try to help mitigate some of the risks that we know are going to be there. We know the market is volatile. And if you're going to bail out when it goes down, you shouldn't be in it to begin with.
Absolutely. It's advice well given, and I hope well taken. All right, I want to get one more call in before we have to bail for the hour. Renee is up next in St. George, Utah. Hello, Renee.
Hi.
How can we help you today?
I was making about $95,000 a year as a retail store manager, and I took an early retirement, which was nothing, which is about $400 a month. And then I'm at a job that's only maybe going to give me $20,000 to $24,000 a month right now till I turn 62, and I'm 59 and a half now. Is that going to affect my Social Security when I go to get my benefit?
Well, how many years did you work at the $95,000 level, or, you know, reasonable facsimile of with inflation adjustments? Did you do that for a long time?
Yes, 12 years. Well, it went from 30, I had a very, I was making maybe $70,000, then I went to $37,000, worked my way up to the $95,000.
It will have some impact depending upon how you look at your benefit. If you're looking at a benefit projection from when you were making $95,000, you're not going to get the number that was projected out, because they're assuming you keep making that $95,000 every year until 62, 66, 70. If you're looking at a benefit projection that you received recently, and I would suggest that if you haven't looked at one, you should go on to the Social Security website, do a benefit estimate, put in that you're making $30,000, $25,000, whatever it is now, and they'll rerun the projection for 62, 66, 70 at the current income level, taking into consideration your work history. They do use 35 years, the best 35 years that you have on the books, as the basis for creating your Social Security benefit. And so if they're looking at $95,000 continuing for 15, 20, 30 years, that benefit's a lot higher than somebody who made $95,000 for 10 years and then went back down to $24,000 a year for the remaining 20, 25 years. So go onto the website, ssa.gov, lower center, right side of the in the page, says benefit estimator. You put in some basic information. You don't have to open an account. You don't have to, you know, put in passwords. You just have to have specific information to you. When it asks you for how much money you made last year, I would put in a zero, because that'll give me the worst case scenario. And then it'll project forward based on my earnings history to see what my benefit might look like. And if I'm using zero, then it won't be any less than that.
No, that's for sure. I think we lost Renee. And that's a good way to do it, because you just say, if I cut it off here completely and I got zeros the rest of the way, that could be, I guess, a worst case scenario.
It's also aggravating to do that, because I did that recently.
Yeah, what makes it aggravating?
I looked at the difference between the money, the benefit that I have projected if I keep making the wage I make today, mm-hmm. All the way to 62, 67, or 70, and the benefit I would have if I didn't work another day in my life. And it's not that different, because I've had some decent earning years already. And so I'm looking at it that I'm paying 15, well, 7.5 if you only want to look at one side, but my employer and I are paying 15%. Mm-hmm. To get me a benefit of very little. And it's like, dang.
The difference between this, adding all zeros and adding
it's a difference of a couple hundred bucks a month in retirement benefit from Social Security. It might not even been that much. But I got to pay a whole lot of FICA tax to get that extra increase.
You know what the solution is? Cut your pay by about half.
No.
Okay.
Give me a bigger benefit.
Give me a bigger benefit. Well, I had suggested that. I offered that. If you need the brain trust off the air, talk to Professor Plum or any of the Lucia Capital Group advisors across the country. 800-644-1150. That's their number off the air. 800-644-1150. Questions about anything we talk about on this program. That's it for Professor Plum. I'm Johnny Dean. This is Bucket Strategy Investing.
Information presented should not be considered specific tax, legal, or investment advice. You should always seek counsel of the appropriate advisor prior to making any investment decision. All investments are subject to risk, including the loss of principal. There is no guarantee that any investing or financial planning strategy will be profitable, provide protection from loss, or meet its stated objectives. Investment advisor representatives of Lucia Capital Group are also registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities, LLC, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA SIPC. John Dean is an associated person with Lucia Securities, LLC. In the information presented, the opinions and views expressed are subject to change without notice and may not come to pass. Registration with the SEC does not imply a certain level of skill or training.